So where should I make my bets? I mean, should I do this or that or both, or should I just say the hell with it and do web?
If you're looking at the WPF versus Silverlight thing, the nice part about that is that you can choose one. It doesn't matter which one, really. And if you learn it, you are 80 to 85% of the way towards knowing the other one, because the conceptual infrastructure for both are very, very similar, and there are only some details. And those details are tending to go away over time, is that every version of Silverlight sort of comes closer to WPF. And so that kind of makes things a lot easier for the people who are looking at what to do in this space, because right now, Silverlight isn't very mature. You could use WPF's tools, the more maturity of the IDE, and learn the things you need to learn, and then use Silverlight whenever you need to apply it. I did a big WPF project for a client and then began doing the Silverlight phase of it. Took me about a week to take what I already knew in WPF, transition over, and be able to use it pretty effectively in Silverlight. So I think that the choice between those two is not something people ought to do a lot of sweating over. One of the key things, though, to know is that when you get into this space, it's not learning the technology that will hold you up. It's learning to use it effectively, the practices. How does interaction of designers, for example, change the process and the flow of creating an application? And there are certain interesting lessons that you learn, such as the fact that your interaction patterns need to be set very early in your app development cycle. But things like styling and colors, there's no point about arguing about those early, because the infrastructure in WPF allows you to change those extremely late. So at the Architect Summit, I'll get a chance to talk about some of the lessons learned. We've put a real full WPF application out as software as a service, and we learned a ton of stuff there, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with some of the attendees.